I'm Marco Werman with The World. You can excuse the soccer fans in Leicester, England for their collective hangover today. They partied deep into the night last night after their beloved team, Leicester City, officially clinched one of soccer's most coveted titles, English Premier League champions. It's been described as a fairy tale season for Leicester, a team that at the start of the season was given 5,000-1 odds of ending champions. And now for the first time in the team's 132-year history, they're lifting that trophy. Crazy cool story. One diehard Leicester City fan celebrating today is John Micklethwaite. He's the editor-in-chief of Bloomberg News. But John, I also hear you're kicking yourself. What's up?
Well, I'm kicking myself because in previous years, I had always bet £20 on Leicester to win the Premiership. And if I had done that this time at odds of 5,000-1, I would have won £100,000 or about $140,000. I normally make the bet exactly around the time of my birthday, which is August 11th, but I wasn't actually in Britain then, partly because I've come to work in America. So that turned out to be something of a financial mistake.
So every year you've typically done a flutter, as you Brits say, on Leicester City at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
So can you make an educated guess about how much you've wagered in total on Leicester City over the years?
It's probably around £400. But I would have won. I won back a bit a few times, but certainly nowhere near enough to justify having lost £100,000. And in this case, 5,000-1 is a very, very long odds, to put it mildly. You can get odds on Bono becoming Pope at 5,000-1. If Americans aren't amazed by this, they should be. Because if you looked at, say, I think it's the Phillies or the Colorado Rockies are the two people who in spring training looked the least likely to win the World Series. But they were only at odds of 500-1. Leicester at 5,000-1. And that is a much, much more extreme bet. I'll always kick myself for walking past it.
Well, the culture of betting in the UK is really different from here. I mean, as you say, you know, bets on whether Bono will be the Pope or who the next, you know, Archbishop of Canterbury is going to be. Do you do any other betting?
No, the Leicester one has always been a sort of act of loyalty. Where actually, I suddenly remembered this morning, my grandmother, because she died when I was very small, told us to always back all the outside horses because they'd have very long odds. And so if you backed 10 or 15 of those ones, you stood a chance of making your money back as long as you bid each way, which means that you get money back on the first four places.
It's not Powerball, but what would you have done with £100,000?
I don't know. I think I would. I never had that possibility of thinking about it.
So what's your plan for next year? Don't bet again and maybe same outcome? You that superstitious?
I'm going to go back and bet. They do have one thing, Leicester, which is useful. They have relatively rich owners, which makes a big difference in football. Because owning a football team is a bit like owning a racehorse. It is, depending on your point of view, an elegant or inelegant way to gracefully lose money. The Thai owners of Leicester look as if they picked up a complete bargain because for the amount of money they spent, they've now got a club which is worth quite a lot of money.
So did you hear about the Buddhist monks who traveled from Thailand to Leicester to bless the playing field?
That was a gift from our merciful and wonderful Thai owners at Leicester who encouraged them to do this. There are various superstitious things which may have affected the result. One was the Thai monks. Second was discovery of Richard III. That seems to have been wonderful for Leicester's results. Wronged by Shakespeare and many other people, but he's been very useful in footballing terms.
John Micklethwaite, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is editor-in-chief of Bloomberg News and a diehard Leicester City fan, John Micklethwaite, who is very happy today, even though he's not the winner of a theoretical £100,000. Sorry, had to just put that in one more time, John. Thanks very much.
No, I'm still happy. Okay, bye-bye.
John's celebrating appropriately, but plenty of other people have gone completely nuts. We've put a few of our favorite Leicester City parties up on our Tumblr. Just head over to pritheworld.tumblr.com.